Label it what you will. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Label it what you will. I have a bubble here on campus, Ellen Jeremini, and she is always going around and being herself and having fun. Well, Ellen has taken a very special delight in one of our neighbors. She is a lady who moved into the corner house in the subdivision adjacent to our properties, and she has a lovely house. It was a house that the sheriff had lived in, and the sheriff and his wife got shook up, and they decided to sell the house and split. And so this lady, who had been living with her husband for many, many years and had been enjoying it very, very much, but when her husband died, she decided to get a house of her own. She decided to move out of the family house and find herself another home. So she found this home that the sheriff had available. This beautiful 8 acres right on the corner of Shockey Truck Trail. And as she moved in, she came into the house, and she wasn't ready to move into it right away, but little by little she brought all of her things over from her other house. And she brought them over and filled up the house and filled up the yard and filled up everything. But one of her great joys was to bring this classic automobile that she loved so greatly. But first she had to build a garage for it on the new property because there was no garage. And so she built a lovely garage which had viewing rooms, viewing windows on all sides, so you could walk around the outside of the garage and look in the garage and see this glorious golden car that was her favorite, her classical car. Well, Ellen watched this being built, and she just was delighted at how creatively the woman was building this garage and how she built a pathway going from the garage to the house so that she would always be undercover. The weather is always great, but she wanted that. And so she made it quite beautiful. And then this lady went around the yard, and her tastes are different than mine, but she decided that she would have little areas of beauty here and there. So she made a little circle here, and in there she put plants and put bricks or stones or various things, and has about a dozen of them on the hillside adjacent to her home. And every day as Ellen would be taking the mail out to the mailbox or bringing the mail in from the mailbox, she'd meet this lady and talk to her. And as she met this lady and talked to her, she watched the men that the lady had working for her. And she noticed that the men were exceedingly diligent. They worked very craftily, and they worked very, very beautifully to accomplish whatever it was they had set forth before them. And Ellen spoke to the lady and said, "Where did you find these two marvelous workers? They are absolutely without compare. They're beautiful." And the lady and Ellen became fast friends, and the lady explained to Ellen that she had had these men work for her on her other property for many, many years. And they worked, and then they retired. And in their retirement, they had really nothing much to do. And so whenever they had a little spare time, they wanted to come and visit and sort of putter around on her property. They found out where she was moving and what she was doing, and they took their industriousness and put it to work on her property. And Ellen was so taken by it. She thought, what dedication, what diligence, what fantastic quality. And then the lady said, Ellen said she'd like to hire these men occasionally. And the lady said, "Oh, they're not for hire." "What do you mean they're not for hire?" "Well, they're retired. They only do what they want to do. And they do not work for pay. They will not let me pay them because they have worked for me so many years and become so close to our family that they won't let me pay them any longer. They're retired." And Ellen said, wow, what amazing people. And she spoke with the people, and they were quite nice, very charming and very beautiful. And really, label it what you will. But Ellen went out to label this lady as the most outstanding, most efficient, most amazing lady that you could ever know. Always with a bubble in her heart, just like Ellen. Always with a bubble in her eye. Always with happiness and joy in everything she did. And always having her yard being a reflection of the imagination that she had. Now, it was not necessarily my imagination. It would not necessarily win the Home Garden Award, but it would win the award of the Happiness Award. Label it what you will. This lady is labeling it her choice. And everything she's doing is turning out so glorious, so beautiful, and so wonderful. And that happens to us too. When we label things good and beautiful, great and wonderful things happen to us. Ellen is a great one for going around labeling things. Ellen was going down the road the other day on her mailbox journey, and she saw this man in this great, big, beautiful car sort of blocking the road a little bit, and she had to pull aside of him. Well, she said to him, "Hi, anything I can do to help you?" And he says, "This is my subdivision. I got 4 units left, and it is just great." And Ellen says, "Well, I can see you're doing great." He said, "Well, I brought the price down on the last 4 units to $50,000 for each of the parcels. And I want to move along because I want to do more work on my own property and on my own choice where I have my home." And Ellen said, "Well, what are you going to do?" And he says, "Well, I own a piece up against the mountain there. I saved that for myself, and I'm thinking of drilling a hole in the mountain and putting my home inside the mountain." And Ellen said, "Hey, that's interesting, but when you're up there, that's always a windy area. It may be pleasant to just look at, but to live there would be a very windy area. And we built all of our homes in the valley, because we have our Bar Valley Ranch here, where we have 105 acres, and these wonderful acreages that we have. We have all these valleys and so forth, and we put houses in the valleys because it made them less in the middle of the wind and out of all of the weather, so it was really and is really quite wonderful." And he said, "I hadn't thought of that." So he started to relabel his thinking and started to rethink what he wants to really do. And every time Ellen turns around, she's doing it. One man drove up the road, and he was riding on a tractor, and he was grading the road a little bit, making it pleasant. And Ellen says, "My, you're doing a great job. Would you go over and do our road too? It's adjacent to this road. I'll give you $50. You run your tractor up and down that a little bit and level it up." And the guy's, "Sure, glad to do it." He said, "When the sheriff lived here, he gave me this tractor so that I could keep the road in shape, and I'm keeping the road in shape, and I really enjoy doing it." And Ellen said, "Wow, you are an amazing man. You are a wonderful man. You are fantastic." Ellen is labeling everybody in her world good. Now, she's reaching out to this subdivision of people that's right adjacent to our property and just having the time of her life. Just opening up the doorway of her heart to so many beautiful circumstances and so many beautiful people, and all of them are in like turn turning to her and being joyful, wonderful, harmonious, and good. One fellow, he had a couple of dogs, and as he was walking along with these dogs, Ellen says, "What beautiful dogs!" And of course, that had a good conversation too. Ellen labeled these dogs good, and the relationship with the man became good, and they became fast friends. And Our Lady, again, who is at the corner, Ellen noticed that she had a lot of dogs too. And Ellen says, "Wow, these beautiful dogs you have, Weyerhammers and everything. They're big old dogs. Do you have them in the house?" And they said, "Oh, no, no, no. They are yard dogs. and they are just wonderful, but they're just big pussycats and just really wonderful dogs, and I love them. Well, she labeled them pussycats. She labeled them her pets, her outdoor dogs. She labeled them all of the things that she does. Now, we at the Far Valley Ranch here, we at God Unlimited University of Healing, we label our dogs all indoor-outdoor dogs. They can be outdoors and they're happy as can be. They can be indoors and they're happy as can be. And Little Love, the mini pincher is just as happy outdoors as he is indoors. But he loves to be indoors and cuddle up in his many beds in every room of the house that Ellen has him in. And Love, my dog, Rex, the big golden retriever, he is just something else again. He's 8 years old and he just loves to sit on this couch or sit on that couch, or he loves to do this. Or if he feels like it, it's the middle of the night and it's cold outside, but he wants to feel good, he goes outside and lays on the concrete and sleeps outside. And when he's ready to come in, he comes in. He comes in his doggy door and doesn't disturb anybody. But we label him as a dog who is for all places, any place he wants to be. And he always is doing it right. He always is being exactly what we label him. We label him pure love. We label him good. We label him harmony and peace. And we label Ingeborg harmony and peace as she goes around doing all the gadgets and all the projects that she gets involved in. And we label Sylvia good. And we label her happy as she goes around fulfilling all the dreams of her heart and all the desires that she has for herself, right where she is, doing just what makes her happy. And we label her, that's me, doing everything that he is because he's being himself and having fun. I'm being myself and having fun. And really, isn't this the best label we could give to anybody, starting with ourselves? To be ourself and have fun, to live our life to the ultimate, to express every good and beautiful and positive attitude that we could ever imagine for ourselves? Oh my, yes indeed. And where does it start? It starts right where we are, right what we're doing right now. And that's really all that matters, isn't it? Have a wonderful time labeling whatever it is, whatever you will. Label it what you will, and so it'll be. And as you label it, you sit in its delight, in its enjoyment, in its happiness. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.